Hello everyone, welcome to today's episode. My name is Researcher Jove, and today we're going to be looking at the database, Andrew Swan's 01 proposal. This file can be a little bit confusing, at least I thought so when I first read it, though it basically starts out by explaining how top secret everything is, and that the highest members of the foundation can even know about it. And then it has a log from a previous worker of the foundation who happened to slip through the cracks that kind of reveals what the 01 actually is. And now that I've said all that, let's look at the actual file. Item number SCP-01, Special Containment Procedures. There is no means to contain SCP-01 yet found that does not risk a potential ZK reality failure event and subsequent destruction of the observable universe. See Containment Protocol ZK-01-Alpha. Current procedures are limited to the absolute containment of information regarding SCP-01. No data regarding the nature or description of SCP-01 shall be provided to any personnel, with the sole exception of the senior member of the O5 command, currently O5-blank. All data collected in regards to SCP-01 shall be stored in an encrypted form via redacted, while the decryption key will be split into thirds. Each member of the O5 command shall memorize one-third, and only one-third, of the decryption key. Data shall only be decrypted on a network-isolated eyes-only terminal, and is to be read by the senior member of O5 command, and then only after unanimous consent by all of the O5 command. Leaking of data about SCP-01 through espionage, telepathic leakage, original research, or redacted must be contained by any and all means available to the Foundation. The senior member of O5 command, as the one person with authorized knowledge about SCP-01, is the final arbiter on containment. Foundation personnel of level 2 or higher who discover the data about SCP-01 in the course of their normal duties may be given a Class A amnestic after debriefing rather than being terminated. This is subject to O5 approval on a case-by-case basis. Description: Data expunged. Addendum: Containment log 01-alpha. Date 01-12-19. Blank. Incident: Documents appear on internet site blank. Servers are seized and authors traced back to blank. Resulting explosion explained as a gas leak. Monitoring has shown no further propaganda for the documents. Date 03/31/19 blank. Incident: Script with possibly compromising information opinion for production by blank pictures. Original scriptwriter blank agent successfully replaced script with one rewritten without blank. All the film is produced with the title blank and grosses 27 million in its opening week. Date 06/19/19 blank. Incident: Novel outline describing blank submitted to blank by best-selling author blank. Attempt to neutralize author unsuccessful, leading to high-profile hospitalization. O5 authorities use of Class A amnestics to prevent more attention to the case. Outline is recovered and destroyed. Date 05/2/20. Incident, Foundation, Research, Discover, and then it changes to the log. Ask yourself if you want to know. If the answer is no, then you need to stop reading right now. If you go and report this unauthorized file to your superiors, act contrite, and claim that you only read this paragraph, you might get away with a Class A amnestic, if you're lucky. And if the O5s aren't particularly paranoid at the moment. So, you want to know what SCP-01 is? The first answer is that it is was a placeholder, a theoretical designation for the prime cause, the ultimate reason for all the paranormal crap that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. SCP-01 is why we have to deal with an indestructible reptile, the ever-expanding rooms, extra-dimensional pools of red goop, and consumer products that don't obey normal laws of physics. Of course, given that all these things, as dangerous and deadly and just plain insane as they all are inherently patternless and self-contradictory, most researchers are convinced that there is no possible unifying principle to all of them, much less a common source. They're wrong. There's more than one reason that cross-testing of SCPs is discouraged, and the O5s even look down on excessive cross-referencing of SCPs. The O5s don't want any one group looking at more than a handful of these things at once, because of what they discovered when the Foundation tried to develop a grand unifying theory of the SCPs. That research is mostly gone now. Site-01-Alpha was dismantled, scrubbed from the archives, and the staff mind-wiped and reassigned. No one is left but me. And I wouldn't know anything if it wasn't my habit of not trusting the Foundation servers and having my own personal archive that the O5s missed in their panic. I was a data analysis at Site-01-Alpha. Side note to O5 Command. Don't bother looking for me. I finished the job you started. The identities of all the former staff at Site-01-Alpha have been completely scrubbed from the records. You know as much as they do now. And I participated, it goes back to the log, and I participated in the first and only attempt to consolidate the all Foundation data on SCPs. I was in charge of data integrity. And as much of a mess as you might think that was, it was way worse than you can imagine. Forget the mimetic SCPs, or the ones that modify their own description, or the ones that seem to only inhabit infospace or slip into the database to wreak havoc. That's all SOP for anyone who works with the Foundation networks. Just a matter of scale. Worse were the completely inexplicable, unexpected changes in data. Sorry, that's wrong, even though I can't help of thinking of it that way. It isn't a change in data when reality shifts to match. I don't know a lot about the internals of the software we used, but I do know that part of it was run outside of what we think of as the real world. And at first, everyone thought that the audit trials it produced were some sort of bug. However, it became apparent that the nature of the software, its purposeful isolation from the narrative affecting SCPs, allowed it to record something far more important. It's not visible to you, or the O5s, or even the most of the SCPs that we deal with, but the Foundation, and by extension, the entire universe, is in a state of constant shifting reality flux. SCP files appeared and disappeared from our database with alarming regularity, and the SCPs referred to all appearances, appeared to and disappeared along with them. Not just SCPs, but personnel, whole sites, and entire decades of the Foundation's history would be rewritten seemingly at random. And our own memories and all external research would confirm that objective reality matched the current versions in our database. One of the researchers told me that it was as if we were seeing the effects of something like SCP-140, only on a much larger scale. Yeah, something a lot like SCP-140, and indefinitely larger in scale. I don't know who did the analysis, and if I did, I wouldn't say. She's probably a lot happier not knowing about her own discovery. But she looked at what vanished and what appeared, and what subtly changed in the records, and she noticed a pattern, the drift towards darkness, towards narrative coherency, towards a plot. Everyone who works at any length of time at the Foundation knows the universe that we lived in is seriously a messed up place. Those of us who still believe in a god tend towards seriously mixed up feelings about his or her handiwork. But we found out that there is a god, and it is SCP-01, and it's a bunch of horror writers. Addendum: Emergency Containment Protocol ZK-01 Alpha 05 Eyes Only. Note: Containment Protocol ZK-01-Alpha carries a non-zero risk of creating a ZK reality failure event. Use should only be authorized in an attempt to mitigate an end-of-the-world scenario or the immediate destruction of the Foundation. Research at Site-01-Gamma has conducted narrative analysis on SCP-01's changes to the observable universe. Conclusions are that SCP-01 consists of multiple entities showing cognitive patterns that are indistinguishable from humans, and that these entities are therefore susceptible to mimetic effects. Since prior experiments have been shown informational feedback via SCP database warehouse, a possible method of attack and/or control has been developed. Protocol ZK-01-Alpha, when initiated, will cause a software viral insertion of a variety of mimetic agents into the SCP database, which, through the observed information feedback, should expose SCP-01 to the mimetic effects of these agents. Protocol ZK-01-Alpha consists of three stages. Step 1. Mimetic agents inserted to promote calm and or well-being. Step 2. Mimetic agents inserted to promote sleep, unconsciousness, or comatoseness. And then 3. Mimetic agents inserted to cause death. Given the nature of SCP-01 and our limited interaction with it, it is not possible at this time to safely test Protocol ZK-01-Alpha, and it is unknown if the universe can continue to exist without the interactions of SCP-01. And that concludes the file. Like I said, it might have been a bit hard to understand or a little confusing, or maybe I just read it weird, but the gist of it is that the file tells us that the SCP universe is exactly how it is for us, a fictional world created by a bunch of writers. And just like if you or me to write something as a rough draft, it can be edited and changed. And consequently, that changes the SCP universe, with no effect to the outside universe, but for the people living in it, it affects them, if that makes sense. It's kind of like watching a movie within a movie. Like, that movie can get changed by the writers within the first movie, but they would never know it. I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I thought this was kind of a funnier one because, I mean, that really is how the Foundation is set up. I mean, it's just a bunch of talented writers making up chilling or entertaining stories. And it is subject to, you know, the reader's view. Like, there's no real canon to the universe, as I mentioned before. But I hope you all enjoyed, and I'll see you in the next episode.